Hello, everyone, and welcome to InfoComm 2019. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella, and I am here with Kyle Greetham, Marketing and Communications Manager of Digital Projection. Hi, welcome.
Oh, great. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hi. So for anyone that isn't familiar with Digital Projection, can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Sure. We are actually a manufacturer of high-quality laser projection and fine-pitch LED solutions. We've been in the market for decades, and we're usually known for bringing out a lot of innovative products, kind of that set the technology standard for a lot of applications that go into a wide variety of markets, such as house of worship, your corporate settings, auditoriums, visitor attraction, that kind of thing.
Cool. So since you're here at InfoComm 2019, I'm sure you maybe have some really cool products here. What is your favorite child in the booth? What's your favorite product that you love to talk about?
Our favorite child? Well, actually, this year is kind of big for us. Everyone's been talking about how LED is kind of taking over the projection market. We've kind of gone the opposite direction. We have actually three solutions that we think are really the future of projection technology.
Okay.
So first, if you were here last year, you would have seen our InSight Laser 8K. That's the world's first 8K DLP projector.
Okay.
And through one unit, that's giving you 33 million pixels of information. So if you think about it, that's really four times 4K. And with the stunning color and clarity, it's really something you just got to come
in. Four times the coolness.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the first one. What's the second one?
That's the first one. What's really new this year is the InSight 4K HFR 360. Now, that sounds like a mouthful, but essentially what it is a multi-viewer 3D solution that gives you three different perspectives in native 4K 3D. So if you can imagine, you go to see a movie in 3D, everyone sees the same perspective, the same image. We've partnered up with MechDyne Corporation and really kind of made a special solution where you put on special glasses and you can move around the display and your perspective will change.
Ooh, that's cool.
To fit where your position is.
Okay, so where would you, before we go on to number three, where would you see that product being used? Like in, I mean, movies would be cool, but do you see it being used in other places?
Well, definitely. The possibilities are really endless. If you can imagine, a museum has a precious artifact that they can't really let a lot of people get near. But if they want to set up a solution like this, they could have a guided tour in their headphones. They could walk around it. As they rotate around the object, their perspective changes to see all the little facets and important information. Obviously, visitor attractions, you can make roller coaster scenarios with this.
That'd
really
be cool.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
The scenario we have set up is actually doing a spacewalk around the International Space Station. So
okay.
I encourage anyone who's at the show to come check it out.
Nice. Okay. And then you said there was a third one.
Sure. The third one is really our game changer. It's actually a prototype. We call it the Satellite Modular Laser System. Now, when you have any projector that has a lot of light, it's going to be huge, hundreds of pounds. And really, that's kind of a limiting factor depending on where your market is. It also generates a lot of noise. What we've done is removed the light source and light engine out of the projection head and connected it through optic fiber cables. So what that gives you a lot of integration options. You can have one projector with a series of 10,000 lumen packages going anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 lumens. You could have a cave system with three different projectors all powered through the same three 10,000 lumen packages. So if you can imagine it, it really gives you a lot more enhanced options, a lot more spaces, a lot more markets that it can address. But because that's kind of a new technology, we suspect it to be a bona fide game changer for the projection market.
Cool. So you've listed three of these cool things at InfoComm that you guys are featuring. What do you think that means for the industry, though? Do you see any of these either products or, you know, technology really changing it up? What do you see with these cool?
Yeah. Well, the great thing about this market is it's always changing. It's always innovating.
Right.
We never know what the next direction is going to be. And that kind of really challenges us to push the boundaries. So really, the possibilities are endless when you have such many options as we do. What's great about us is we also offer everyday products that you would go into your normal markets. And that same technology that's going into our innovative products is going into our everyday application products as well. It's hard to say, honestly, but you know, we're prepared for a lot of different options as well as everybody here. So you just really got to come check it out.
That's cool. If someone's not here at the trade show and they want to check it out online, where can they find all of these products?
Sure. All the information is available at www.digitalprojection.com. And if you have any questions, we're always open for emails and calls. We'd love to talk to anybody interested in getting the most out of their spaces for amazing visual solutions.
Cool, cool. So I'm going to pick your brain for a few more minutes still. Where do you see, I guess, with your competition in the AV market, is anyone trying to do similar things like you guys, or do you think you guys are the first ones to really nail it down?
We've been actually really fortunate the last couple of years. We've kind of set the trends a little bit. For example, the 8K projector. A lot of the 8K people have seen has usually been two 4Ks blended on top of each other. It takes a really dedicated research and development department to kind of make those kinds of things. Another projector we have is the M-Vision 21000. That's got a direct red laser diode. That's been pretty popular in the market as well. But essentially what that does is give you much more saturated and vibrant colors. So as the technology market expands, everyone's racing to have those, you know, little factors that are going to get ahead of everybody. And so far we've been pretty good.
Yeah, but it's the details that people are looking for. You know, you can be like everyone else, but sometimes there's just that few details that people are looking for, you know, and your solution has it. Again, just remind us one more time where we can find these products online.
Sure, it's at www.digitalprojection.com.
Awesome. And if anyone out there that wants to spread the love and send this over to your friends to listen to, you can find this podcast and many more at ravepubs.com/infocom2019. And if you wanted to listen live and send that link too over, it's ravepubs.com/infocom2019/listen-live. Thank you again so much for coming onto the podcast. Any last words?
Thanks for having me. No, it's great to be here, and we always love working with Rave. They're always kind to us. They're always really good at getting information out that the entire market needs.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.